Okay, so welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive.
Yes, welcome back.
And we do these deep dives to help you figure out whether you want to like add a book to your reading list, or not,
Yeah.
so you don't have to like read the whole thing, maybe.
Right, save you some time.
Yeah. And today we're going to be talking about How to Do the Work by Dr. Nicole LaPera.
Yes.
Have you heard of this one?
Oh, yeah, this is a popular one.
Yeah, it's very buzzy. Everyone's talking about it all over the place.
Dogs of Buzz.
Yeah. And it's all about self-awareness and, healing from past trauma and just like creating positive change.
Yeah, creating a better life.
Yeah.
It's very interesting how she approaches it.
What do you think is interesting about it?
Well, she brings together like real science, like neuroscience and psychology,
Okay.
but then she also like weaves in all these personal stories.
Oh, I see.
So it's like really grounded, but also very relatable.
Yeah, I like that it doesn't feel like you're reading a textbook.
Right. Exactly.
It feels like she's just like talking to you like a friend,
Yeah.
like over coffee or something. Yeah. And what I think is really interesting is how much she talks about self-awareness and like how childhood experiences can affect us as
Oh,
adults.
yeah, for sure.
Like I never really thought about that before.
It's a big part of her approach.
Yeah.
She says that a lot of our like subconscious beliefs and the way we act, it actually comes from stuff that happened to us when we were kids.
Like what kind of stuff?
Okay, so like imagine someone grows up in a family where they never really talk about feelings,
Okay, yeah.
So as an adult, that person might have trouble expressing their own feelings, or like they might feel uncomfortable when other people get emotional.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And they might even like dismiss their own emotions, like it's not a big deal
Oh, why?
because that's what they learned, growing up.
Yeah, it's like they're following a script they don't even realize is there.
Exactly.
That's wild.
Yeah. And it's not just our mental and emotional health, it's like our physical health
Oh,
too.
yeah, the mind-body connection.
Yeah. She talks about how all that like unexamined emotional baggage, the trauma, the stress, it can
Yeah.
actually show up as physical symptoms.
Oh, like how when you get anxious, you tense up.
Exactly. That's your body reacting to what's going on in your mind.
Yeah, or like when I'm stressed, I get headaches
Right.
all the time.
Well, and she goes even deeper. She says that chronic stress can mess with your hormones, like your immune system,
Oh, wow.
even your gut health.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But the good news is she gives us tools to like break free from all that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, things like mindfulness and self-reflection and like consciously creating new habits. Those are key.
So it's not just about understanding the problem. It's about actually doing something about it.
Exactly.
I like that.
And she says even small things can make a difference,
Like
Like
what?
just taking a few minutes every day to just notice your thoughts and feelings without judging them, just
So
observing.
like hitting the pause button before you react.
Yeah,
That's a
exact.
good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about this reparenting the inner child thing? I
Okay.
gotta be honest, that sounds a little out there to me.
I know it sounds a little woo-woo at first,
Yeah.
but basically your inner child, it's like this representation of all the emotional needs and experiences you had as a kid.
Okay.
And if those needs weren't met, if you didn't feel supported or seen or whatever, that part of you carries those wounds into adulthood.
I see.
And reparenting, it's about acknowledging those needs with compassion and giving your inner child the love and understanding they might have missed.
So, like being the loving parent to your younger self that you maybe didn't have.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually kind of beautiful.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff.
And how does this all tie into the nervous system stuff?
Well, our nervous system is always reacting to our environment, right?
Right.
But if we've experienced trauma, it can get stuck in like this fight or flight mode.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
And that can lead to anxiety, always feeling on edge, trouble relaxing.
Yeah.
Reparenting helps to calm that overactive system down.
So, how do we actually do that?
She talks about a lot of different techniques, but one that's really helpful is breath work.
Breath work.
Yeah, just simple breathing exercises that can be super effective for calming the nervous system. It's like hitting the reset button on your stress.
So basically just taking a breath and chilling out.
Pretty
I
much.
get behind that.
Yeah.
One last thing I wanted to touch on is the book's insights on relationships.
Okay.
Because it seems like our past, especially any unresolved trauma, can really mess with how we connect with other people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like if you've got unresolved trauma, you might fall into these unhealthy patterns in your relationship.
Like what?
Like always trying to please other people or being overly dependent or struggling to set boundaries.
Yeah.
And it can make it hard to trust people or feel secure in a relationship.
So basically, we're bringing all this baggage into our relationships, without even realizing it.
Right. And how to do the work gives us the tools to start unpacking that baggage.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So if someone's listening to this and they're like, okay, I'm intrigued, what's the one big takeaway you would want them to remember?
That understanding your past can truly change your future.
Ooh, I like that.
By working through those old wounds and learning to be kind to ourselves, we can create positive change in every area of our lives.
Oh, powerful.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're ready to like embark on your own journey of self-discovery and healing, definitely check out How to Do the Work by Dr. Nicole LaPera.
It's a good one.
Until next time, happy diving, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.